Proclamation number 0623 of 16th of October, 1938. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Sight in dreams. Love and wisdom. What you ask in my name, will be given to you. Thus I have given you the assurance that you will receive what you need on earth, and every prayer will be heard if it is for the salvation of your soul. Therefore also my love will be eternally with you, who implore this my love. And if you now believe that you secure every help for yourselves by calling on my name, why do you still fear? Behold, my dear child, if you believe in me, then every help is certain for you, because I do not leave mine and do not want that they're helpless in fear and worries. And how much more will I listen to the plea which is meant for the salvation of the soul of an earthly child? You have prepared a dwelling place for me in your hearts, and where I dwell, suffering and distress is banished. Only let me always take care of you, only keep your heart pure and trust me, then all suffering will turn into joy, and you will always come closer to me on earth already and one day in the hereafter. And now listen to what your Savior announces to you. Your spirit shall walk on sunlit paths in the night when your soul detaches itself from its bodily cover, and the sufferings of the earthly time will be forgotten in the sight of the unimagined glory in the hereafter. Thus the spiritual sphere will become familiar to you for the purpose of the maturing of your soul, so that you can carry out the activity on earth fully and completely in deepest conviction, because my workers must be extremely strong in faith, if they want to defy the resistances. They must be absorbed in love for me, because this love will give them strength in the fight for my name. Wisdom alone without love, would be dead words, but you shall stand in love and wisdom, and countless will receive and adhere to the teaching of God through you. Living faith will follow this love, because he who loves me with all his heart, also believes in me, and he who has faith, stands in my grace, and so he who walks in my grace recognizes the Spirit of God, because he no longer clings to the world, but lifts in me and with me, and I accompany him on all ways. Strange to such an earthly child is the sight of the heavenly glory. He sees and yet does not grasp it. His eye beholds light and does not think it can bear it, and his lips form only a prayer of thanksgiving, and full of love and gentleness. The gaze of the Savior is directed toward this earthly child, and the longing in his heart grows immeasurably. But it must return to earth and leave the dreamland again, because the earthly task is not yet completely fulfilled. But the strength is increased, faith is strengthened and love flares up to highest embers. The will to serve is the most holy resolution of the earthly child. It gives itself completely to the divine Savior, because my love has seized it with all force. In blissful absorption you will then fulfill your task and be a faithful servant and proclaimer of my word. And my love will bless you. Amen.